I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Apparently, the government of Australia will not give asylum to the Iranian national women's soccer team, who bravely would not carry out their national anthem, if you will, and America has offered it to them. So we'll see how that plays out. Here's what they did yesterday, though, and what a thrilling race, and I think it got fairly hot. I don't know if it reached 80 or not by the end in L.A. Okay, that's hot. So they anticipated a bit of heat is their excuse. But for those having a rough time, runners who chose the off-ramp, the early finish route on Santa Monica Boulevard, there we go, mile 18, they should look for the charity half finish, charity half split sign, and they would get the full commitment and endorsement that they had run the LA Marathon yesterday, which is 26 miles, 385 yards, at least the last time I looked. Now, I did it, Henry, in Boston in 1978, and I know it was over 4 hours. It was more than that, which isn't a record time or anything. And it, in the beginning, it was a beautiful day to run. It was about 60 degrees for some of it, with a light, misty rain, not quite a rain, just a little bit of it.
Yeah. Spritz.
That's what you need. And it's also, along the way, people party. They let you urinate in their yard. They give you high balls as you're going by. They have, in about 18 miles in, like in L.A. that could have done this, people that are in wheelchairs cheering you on, saying, I'm in a wheelchair, keep running, stuff like that. They go all out, and there's got to be a million people along the route. L.A., I can't even imagine. So here is something that just another example in sports of cheapening something. If you make that commitment, particularly if you're not, you know, universally fit, you've run forever, whatever. Finishing that, I never ran more than 8 miles that I remember prior to that. It's the adrenaline of the whole thing and just the number of runners that keep you going. And if you walk a little bit in between, you know, when you get to mile 20, the only thing is I started sort of a sprint, but I miscalculated and still had another 100 yards. That's when I didn't think I was going to make
it.
And then you start to tighten up, and you don't know whatever that you'll make.
Kind of like the guy at the finish.
Yes,
the
exactly.
Marathon over the weekend, yeah.
Yes, exactly. He, extreme condition, but still beaten out by a nose, even after 26 miles, 385 yards. So why do we see this play out? Because there's a continuous battle, even in sports, you're seeing it, which we turn to sports in order to get an outcome that you don't often get in life that is not fuzzy, a winner and loser as best we can. That's why sometimes with figure skating at all, it's difficult because it's a matter of judgment. But mostly, even with referees and calls and all that, you see an outcome that's objective. Somebody wins, somebody loses, almost all the time. And in this, yes, there was going to be a bit of heat. But why all of a sudden were you going to say that you finished the marathon? And if you got to 18 miles, I think you're probably in condition that you could finish up. If you have to walk a mile or two here or there, there's no harm in that. That's fine. A light jog. And then you finish. So I thought I'd ask, how many marathon runners do we have? And if you're listening and you actually ran a marathon or tried. Now, after I did that, I think it wasn't a half marathon. It was only a 5K, but I had accomplished my goal. This was months later, and it was about 80 degrees out. And I had stopped training in that kind of level. I had trouble finished it relatively easy, but I didn't have a good time or whatever because, you know, that was nothing after a marathon, and I had not been running 6 to 8 miles three or four times a week. Yeah. So, Henry, how many people have we in the audience you think that have finished a marathon?
Percentage?
Yes.
I'll say under 5.
Under 5%.
Yeah.
I'll take under 0.5%.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm a little more bullish then.
Yeah,
all
you
right.
gotta call in. And
Look, I didn't picture you as a marathon runner at any point, so yeah, I don't know about the rest of the audience.
Yeah, well, exactly, that's 1978-ish. Yeah,
was it in jeans?
Yeah. No, it was in running gear. But I would, you know what? I would, if offered by people in Philadelphia, run it in jeans as an example and get Jennifer Say to make some special jeans for it.
Jorts.
Jorts, yes. All right. Tell us if you've done that. And people that have actually done this, to see this notion that you get credit at the 18-mile marker is just beyond ludicrous. And I don't even know how they came up with it. They did some computation with the heat is the way that they talked about it. And people might be having a rough day. And they deserve to say they ran the marathon and finished the marathon. Now, maybe you get half of whatever the little medal is they give you or something. An 18-miler. You don't get the other.
Yeah, it should literally be like in half, right?
Yeah,
like at least
in half.
Three-quarters.
Yeah, three-quarters or the cheap stuff. It falls apart within a week. Come on. I didn't see any number. I was looking to see how many people took advantage of that. I bet it was in the thousands. 855-839-1210. All right, national gas prices are now topping on average $3.47 a gallon. So we're starting to get into, and you know what the critical marker is. Some people predicting before the end of the month, the national average could be $4 a gallon. We start to get into that, and people are going to notice that, and we'll see impact on that. I think at this point, people are basically, based on the polling and everything else that I can see, buying the notion, this is an existential threat. There'll be some pain, but long term, we're going to knock this out and not have to worry about it. Now, that depends on the regime that's in place after all of this. If that doesn't happen, that's not going to be so good because this is a good deal of pain that's happening. 855-839-1210, you get on board. All right, sensitive subject too, but I'm going to bring it up because Henry's not a hat wearer. So, look, it was Matt Rooney that said, oh, I didn't know Dan was in there. He didn't have a hat on. I couldn't imagine it was him. President Trump did wear a USA hat at the dignified transfer. And he did go to the transfer. Everything looked official. But I don't think you wear any hat if you're not in the military. I don't think you have to be hatless during that. And you certainly don't wear, let's face it, even with the Trump hats, what are they in reality? They're golf hats. And all this hat wearing, you know, I was at a birthday party with Ro and DJ and Luke and all, and a number of people indoors that had hats on was at least half the people there. Many in them backwards. We don't even get into that battle. But just the hat, it's like, all right, if you're bald, I understand. You get the hat exemption. Sure, you should wear a hat. Why not?
Right.
Yeah, but what is it with the hat, Henry, and this you're in that, no, mm-hmm. Generation above, you started it. The hat wearing.
I think it's a comfortability thing, and I think it's definitely a stylistic thing. If you think you look better in a hat than you do your actual hair, you're going to wear a hat a lot of the time.
You think it's that?
Yeah, I mean, and plus, if you're balding, I do think,
the hat's fine.
It's the way to get out of it.
Yeah, why would you look better in a hat than your hair, though? I don't get
Don't like your hair.
You might think,
like, oh, these people, like, they're hiding their hair, but maybe they go home and they're looking in the mirror and going, I'm just not liking it. I need to wear the hat.
Okay. I thought it was just a convention that's happened somehow or another, and it's almost mysterious the reason why.
It's a big hat.
Yeah.
Coming for everybody.
Yeah.
Subliminal messaging. Wear a hat.
Yeah. All right. So, no, the president shouldn't have had the hat on there. Okay. I mean, at times you got to call it out. It's a dignified transfer. You don't have the hat on during that. You just don't. And I don't know if Fox intentionally ran different footage of a different dignified transfer. If they did, that's really bad. Come on. This is a significant thing and somber thing, something that has to be handled in a very formal way. You don't have a hat on during that. You just can't. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. So Hit us with that. And if you've run a marathon before, your sense of the 18 milers. It's hard to believe that they'd come up with this. I mean, this is not some, you know, 5K run, whatever that you do. Okay. But you run a marathon. That's a big event that you don't forget. That is a lot of pain and suffering going through that for most people. And the guy who won only won by a step or a thrust forward versus the other guy who just looked like he seized up a little bit, had trouble even getting to the finish. You tarnish by going down to this level and giving these people a participation trophy. By the way, I'm not liking the way these suspects are being taken in New York. The one guy still, I'm watching more footage, putting up the one finger for ISIS and all. You know, do something with the finger here. Put something in front of him so he can't signal. It's bad enough these maniacs throwing these IEDs that would have killed and maimed people, just like the Boston Massacre, the Boston Marathon. That's what they were fooling around with here. And as a result of that, and just a spectacle of this, no planning, nothing, they were just determined they were going to harm people. And right here, both of them from homes that are valued over $1 million. One might be valued over $2 million. The only one who came up strong in this was the NYPD police commissioner, saying this was a very grave, that we were lucky. These didn't go off. They have a high probability of going off, and the damage they would cause would be incredibly significant. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm not going to run a marathon to prove Henry wrong. I don't look like a marathon runner here. So I take that remark under advisement. I think I was about 175 pounds then, too. So
yeah.
there's a big difference.
You're better than me. I'm never going to run one.
I don't see why you say something like that.
If there was a sprint, maybe. Yeah,
yes.
I always liked the sprints. But even as a kid, yeah. I was like, I'm not doing long distance.
Well, you know what the hardest part of it was? The training? Boredom.
Yeah.
I had to come up with a list of stuff I was going to be thinking about so I wouldn't be.
Yeah, like when bored. I'm on the treadmill at the gym, like I try to zone out and just, go off my own world until it's over. But
it wasn't pain. There was a little bit of pain, stiffness and all after 8 miles, but it's boredom. It's just maybe listening to it. We didn't, I don't remember listening devices as much, but boredom is the enemy of it.
Yeah. Totally.
But when you're running in Boston and people are giving you shots as you go by and all, the boredom goes away. I don't know. By they actually have 3,000 women from Wesley and I think another school standing there screaming at the top of their lungs as you go by. Guys are jumping into the crowd, kissing them, the whole thing. And you can hear them two or three blocks away. Boston does it right.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the adrenaline you get from those cheers and stuff is awesome.
You can do it. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump on. Oh, wait a minute. Jim in Gloucester County. Here's one marathon runner. All right, that ups our percentage a bit. Hey, Jim, where did you run?
Down Atlantic City.
Oh, well, that's got to be pretty pretty comfortable.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was in October, near the end of October, and unfortunately, a northeaster came up.
Oh, okay. Well,
So it was cold, it was rainy, and the wind was unbelievable. And just to let you know, at 20 miles when I had to turn around to come back, I turned around and there was like a 30-mile headwind right in front of my face, which
I had to
run for the last 6 miles.
Yeah, so how do you feel with someone who gets the same medal and quits after 18 miles, Jim?
I don't understand why they quit. Why don't they just walk the rest of the way?
Yeah, well, because they can get the medal and go home. It's L.A. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. You're right.
You mean they don't have the guts to finish it?
Yes. And after all that training.
Why the heck would you run 18 miles and not finish the race? Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. What was your time, Jim? Do you remember?
Right at 4 hours.
That's pretty good, given the conditions.
Yeah, but if I can, I'd like to tell you one quick funny story about that day. All right, I have a twin brother, and we both ran it together. And we had run many races, and he never beat me, okay? I always beat him in every race. So we start the marathon, and like after about 3 miles, he says, I want to stop and use the bathroom. So So I says, well, I'm going to keep running. He goes, no, wait for me. He goes, wait for me. We're running together.
No way.
So I stop.
Yeah.
Guess what? I wait for him. Then we start running. Then come back. After 13 miles, I have to use the bathroom. All right? So I say, yo, John, I got to use the bathroom. He goes, too bad. I'm going to keep running.
So
he ended up beating me by about a minute. Because I waited for him to use the bathroom, but he wouldn't wait for me.
Yeah, that was a rookie mistake on your part. You know, you should have beaten
him out. I should have never stopped in the beginning.
Exactly.
But so that was kind of funny. But
exactly.
After 20 miles, when I turned around, that wind was blowing. But I'll tell you something else real quick. At 24 miles or 23 miles, we get back on the boardwalk. Okay?
Right.
And once I started running on the boards, my legs came back to life.
Huh.
Like I felt, the last 3 miles, I felt great.
That's a great story, Jim. Both of them really, really good stuff. My only thing is, Henry, I used to do the, well, it was the Mannion event over in Cooper River Park. They had me run. It's a 5K. And I hadn't been running that much. And this woman's pushing a baby coach right alongside me. I was going to dive at the finish line. I beat her by a hair, an all-out sprint. You can't let a woman pushing a baby coach beat you in a 5K.
I think you're in a bad spot either way there. You're either going to lose to this woman pushing it, or you're going to beat her by a nose like this guy in the LA marathon. Either way, you're coming out looking like, ooh.
It was my marathon.
Yeah.
I'd rather take the cringy win than the loss to a woman pushing a baby car.
That's fair. I think I'd
even
be
though
same.
She looked to be in, she was probably a marathoner. That was my excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
She's a real athlete there.
Yeah. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll talk with Stacey Garrity, who was called the Angel of the Desert by her work in the military, ran the prison there in Iraq. Her thoughts on Iran as we continue. Scott Presler really fired up now that we have this full story of someone who voted illegally several over the weekend, multiple times, and we're told that never happens. 855-839-1210, though. Hit us on the side, too. That's how you get in. Talk Radio 1210.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. I'm not making this up. Minnesota Democrats, faced with all the fraud that's there, a Republican committee person, Minnesota State Representative Krista Knudsen, in the Labor Committee, said that Minnesota Democrats are requesting studies on the benefits of shoplifting. They're discussing how to stop organized shoplifting. That's what she's trying to do. Democrats instead requested a study to see if they could find the benefits of shoplifting. She said there are no benefits to shoplifting for the people that are being shoplifted. That did not stop Democrats in Minnesota, though, from requesting more money to be spent on studies. In other words, why would people shoplift? I mean, what do you do when you face across the aisle? You're trying to get to the bottom of this and stop some of this organized shoplifting. And they want studies on the benefits of that. All right. So we're looking for the all-time food. I guess we include it with the Wienermobile and Henry's Joe Camel. Products like that that are sort of in this realm. I guess I have to make it a consent for Joe of Exton coming up. But we do have several people who did run in marathons here. And I can tell, how can you have 18 miles and you get the same participation medal? And by the way, I do think you can call it a participation all that you like. Henry, you know what they gave us in Boston? It wasn't a medal or whatever. It was a bowl of beef stew, like potatoes and meat.
Well, like right at the finish line?
At the finish line. Wow. I didn't eat it. I put it in a thing, and I froze it and kept it for like 6 months. Trying to figure out how it can make the beef stew into a trophy. That's a true story.
Formaldehyde.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but what were they thinking? They revive you. Do you know how the thirst, and even with all that drinking, the stuff going on, beef stew.
Yeah, fault thing.
Yeah, you think it would be Boston type of chowder or like seafood.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat the Boston chowder, only right. Manhattan, but
right.
I walked like a cowboy for the next 3 weeks. I mean, it was just that, you know, they told you inner part of your thigh, put on some kind of topical. Mm-hmm. I just said, I'm not doing that.
Nah.
Well, nah. The genes will help.
Oh, God.
So, and as a result, it was not good. You if you're going to run, there's the tip of the day. Make sure you put something on the inner thigh.
There you go.
You have to. All right, Joe of Exton. I'm sure Joe has run multiple marathons on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. I wasn't able to call in on Wednesday because my cell phone went offline for 3 days.
Ah.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Here we go.
And now that it's fixed, the guru was able to come back online.
Right. That's it. It coincides with the great weather. See the sun is shining finally here. Yeah. There is joy in Mudville. Really? Joe has not struck out.
My favorite beer is Budweiser. And my favorite mascot are the Hurstdale horses.
Clydesdales,
yes, absolutely.
Clydesdale horses,
yes.
Yeah.
That is a great one, Joe. Glad you're back with us here. I always think there's more. He pauses, and I'm not sure where
Well, when he came on the line, when he came on the phone, and he was like had a brain lapse for a second.
Okay,
and he said horses. I said Clydesdales, and oh yeah, Clydesdales.
We actually did an event. I was the MC, Main Street in Norristown, and when the Clydesdales came down the block, had to be 10,000 people just cheering horses.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. They are in person. They are. Yeah. I mean, it's particularly en masse, not just one of them. It may have been 10 or so. Yeah. It was the best day Norristown's had in quite a while. Okay. Coming up, Stacey Garrity, candidate for governor, joins us. Josh Shapiro in the news on several big things, but Stacey Garrity was called the Angel of the Desert. She ran the prison in Iraq. What's her sense, you know, other differences, Iraq, Iran, of all this, and what is it that's fueling the governor's race right now? We'll get into all that a little later on. Scott Presler, who the president gave a shout out to after he was on Fox and Friends, the president on Truth Social, calling out Presler as the driving force to get Save America Act done, and he is. What's holding it up? John Thune, and these people that just don't get it. They just want to sleepwalk into the midterms. You're going to have to give Republicans something to ignite the party. Democrats, we know what ignites them. They got it. They're checking that box. They got two things. Say affordability morning, noon, and night. And with the war, that plays right into what they want to say. And two, Trump hatred for turnout. They got it. They have their plan. What's the Republican plan? Well, this would go a long way to help it. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board with Dom and Kirk and Henry on Talk Radio 1210.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in again. If you've run in a marathon, how we've stumbled on that, you got to check in. Great stuff for that. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Secretary of Treasury in Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrity, has something that used to be and still should be a very prized thing when you run for elective office. Military experience, particularly her experience in Iraq, where she ran the prison and was dubbed the Angel of the Desert because of how she treated prisoners while also maintaining order. That's a high order in places like Iraq. And with what's going on in Iran, she has quite a perspective. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Stacey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you.
Well, at that level of command, what's your takeaway from what we're seeing in Iran at this point?
Well, I think, in my perspective, any day that the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world doesn't have a nuclear weapon, and it's a great day for America and the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
And this has been quite decisive. I mean, our military, all credit goes to them. They are just brilliantly carrying out orders and to systemically destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities.
When you see that, and you often talk about this as the difference between you and Governor Shapiro, unleashing Pennsylvania's vast energy sources, because President Trump has done that pretty much, we are being cushioned from the worst as far as oil prices, et cetera, here, even though they're up substantially because we can't get through that strait. Your sense of the difference here with Shapiro and what you would do?
Well, first of all, the governor came out and condemned President Trump for striking Iran, which to me didn't make any sense whatsoever, because Iran declared war on the United States in 1979, and they have been responsible for thousands and thousands of deaths of our military personnel, as well as innocent civilians.
Yes, without a doubt. By the way, you and I have talked a lot and your passion about something that the governor gets to decide, and I hope it becomes crystallized in this election between you and Shapiro, and that is under the Big Beautiful Bill, all this money that could come to Pennsylvania to unleash that money toward kids making a choice for their school. Three Democrats who said they would not do this have now said they're reconsidering because of Governor Polis in Colorado, who is a Democrat, maybe running for president. All three have now issued that. And I think what it indicates, they're feeling the heat that people are saying, are you kidding me? We would have that money to make a choice for our kids to go to school. And yet Governor Shapiro is still coasting on he's studying this.
Well, it's just common sense. Obviously, we should participate and opt into that program. I mean, it's money for our kids. And we should also always, always put our kids ahead of politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Stacey Garrity with us, state treasurer. And this, Stacey, is in your wheelhouse. The Trump administration now calling on Valerie Arcouch and the governor to talk about Medicaid fraud, which we saw play out in Minnesota and I think in almost every state. And I think here in Pennsylvania, it's a good thing we look at this. And you did two things in Treasury. One, rooted out fraud, but also found ways of finding money that was there that was due to citizens and making a point of trying to do that. Your thoughts on Medicaid and fraud in Pennsylvania?
Well, when Governor Shapiro was Attorney General, he came out and said that the fraud in Pennsylvania probably amounts to $3 billion a year. Now, since it's $3 billion a year and we're spending $5 billion more than what we bring in, that would help us close the gap, wouldn't it? So I would hope that they would start addressing it. I mean, look at our error rate. That tells you right there all you need to know.
Yes, the error rate with food stamps and everything else. Yeah.
Exactly. So we know that there's fraud. I mean, I audit 86% of all the payments that go through because I make every payment in the Commonwealth, which, fun fact, is 3.5 payments a second. We stop just about $2 billion a year of improper payments of going through.
Wow. So, again, as governor, what added power would you have? I guess it's a person you would put in charge in that field where Arkush is, and that's a vast field, right, of all this government work. That's one of the biggest things to catch fraud, that area.
Absolutely. So for one thing, I can tell you what, we wouldn't have a snap error rate that's over 10%. It would be very, very low error rate. I mean, give me a break. You can't operate that way in the private sector. And we would be auditing all these Medicaid payments.
Stacey, it becomes more apparent, other than the Inquirer doesn't cover it enough, that Governor Shapiro is popular with donors, big money donors from outside the state. Now, it's nothing illegal about that, but why would that be the case? You know, I'm talking big figures that are coming in. That seems to be his bailiwick. Yours are Pennsylvanians and small donor contributions.
That's right. 95% of all of our donations are less than $100, and they're all from in-state. So we all know that Governor Shapiro is more interested in Pennsylvania Avenue than helping Pennsylvania families. And as governor, I will wake up with one purpose, one goal, and that is to how do we make Pennsylvania families' lives better? Think about it. He's been on a national book tour. He runs a $15 million a year taxpayer-funded public relations campaign. And he was a runner-up to be Kamala Harris's VP candidate. So yeah, he's attracting a lot of money from Hollywood donors. I mean, look at Reid Hoffman. Jeffrey Epstein's travel buddy gave him over $2 million.
Yeah, and again, this guy, I know, it's you observe him every day. I only had the experience with him here in the Philadelphia area. Somehow or another, the media overlooks this type of stuff. It always says, amaze me. You just said something there, too, for listeners. He has a staff of, 22, 23 people who do nothing but publicize him, particularly TikTok, and $15 million that goes toward that. Look, you need to have PR to help sell Stacey Garrity. What you're doing is treasure. We all know that. You need people to do that. You have good people. But this is almost at a presidential level, what he has and what he does.
Well, it's over twice what Governor Wolf had, I can tell you that. And we have to keep in mind, these are taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Pennsylvanians can't afford it. I mean, we're already running such a structural deficit. We're spending $5 billion more than what we bring in. And you think we can afford $15 million for Josh Shapiro to be on TikTok, you know,
no.
Dozens of times a day? It's obnoxious.
Absolutely. So where do we find all things for your campaign and people want to volunteer or help in some way and where you're going to be? What do we do?
So go to Garrity4PA.com and on Facebook, it's Stacey Garrity for Pennsylvania.
Stacey, thank you.
If you want to join us, it would be great because this is going to be an all hands on deck mission.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stacey. Thanks for your service.
Thanks,
and
Tom.
Thanks for your run very much. Take care. We'll speak
My
soon.
Honor.
Thank you, Stacey Garrity, on Talk Radio 1210. Thinking about her because we have the Mannion event, Radiothon, coming up this Thursday. And again, she's been good enough to come on during that. We'll have some big guests talking about the mission and what the Mannion Foundation has done over the years that is legendary. I mean, some of it, I remember when we first started, we talked about marathons and running today. I forget in how many countries they have those runs. And Colonel Mannion used to come on with me, and we'd talk about the first time he ran in honor of his son. And now it's morphed into something that is gigantic, the number of schools. And it works both ways. It not only helps the kids that they work with in school, but it helps the veterans continue that sense of mission. So on Thursday, all day long, we'll be devoting to fundraising with that again. And part of the fun of it is you'll be hearing some unusual combinations for an hour. I know I'll be on with Rich for an hour. Then the 4 to 7, I think it's 5 people, gigantic, at the end of the fundraising where it really gets intense. So I hope you'll keep that in mind Thursday. If you've contributed before, please do again. It is an all-world class organization, and the mission that continues, and particularly when we see the situation we're in now, This brings back the whole story of Travis Mannion and the family, brings back what happened in Iraq and the sacrifice that goes into this. So you'll be hearing a lot of great people. And I know Talk Radio 1210 listeners have been, you hear some of the figures over the years with this are tremendous. So we're looking forward to Radiothon this Thursday. And again, a lot of stuff goes into this. A lot of opportunities to bid on things that are fun, too. Usually it was golf with me. I don't know what else is planned this year. I'll let you know maybe tomorrow.
Running a marathon?
Running a marathon. Oh, that might be a little bit difficult.
In jeans.
In jeans. Yeah, the jeans. I signed them for you. It was in shorts. You can't run a marathon in jeans. Well, you could, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. I still don't understand the jeans thing. Okay, coming up. Your side answer, who is it that is the all-time food mascot? And make your case. Hit us with that one. Why that one pops. The Fanatics birthday, I saw preparations for that coming up. So we'll talk about that. I'm not sure which one you want, Henry. One or two here. There's two. Oh, you're calling an audible here. I have to go with two. It seems like Omaha. Both are 145. I'll go with the second one. All right, that makes more sense. You know, your heart shows up for you every day through the stress, laughter, long hours, and while cherishing the people you love most. Rescue Natural Supplements invites Dom listeners to start caring for their heart before something feels off. And right now, get half off premium omega-3s when you choose any of their 2-for-1 BOGO bundles. Omega-3s support healthy circulation, balanced blood pressure, lower triglycerides. They help fortify your health as you age while calming everyday inflammation, everyday protection that your heart deserves. For decades, Rescue's ultra-purified, third-party tested omega-3s have been trusted by generations of satisfied people. To join them with this limited-time offer, grab your 2-for-1 omega-3 bundle. Just head to res-q.com. Look for that yellow fish icon. Your heart will thank you. Again, reel in 2 bottles of omega-3s for the price of 1 today. res-q.com. Just use that yellow fish.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Could this year get any
Dom Giordano presents... Progressive women.
Your words are garbage, and you're a bad person at this point.
Gone wild.
All right. Some people told me, and probably use it tomorrow, James Carville belongs in this because of what he did around Trump derangement. We'll save that one for tomorrow. But here are a group of women over the weekend. Progressive women gathered in New York in a park to collectively scream in rage during International Women's Day protest. Here are the women. That's a particularly good screen. Now, enough, Henry. I think we believe this is Trump-related, right? This scream-off, it's been done before, but this was International Women's Day.
Yeah, this just seems like they're mad at the world.
Oh, you basically think that's a broader
one?
Well,
she's speaking right now. Right.
Okay, let's hear what she's saying.
Voice, and you women need it. You are the leaders. You are the ones who will make the change happen. It is us.
That's right.
And now, I invite you to bounce.
Shake up. Haven, shake your arms.
Havening.
Shake it up. Put your arms over your arms. Give yourself a hug. This is called havening. Feel your
the Earth Mother. Okay. All right. There we go. That's our cue.
I learned a new word today. Yeah,
exactly right.
Haven.
Yeah. By the way, the one alleged suspect from Newtown told the told the NYPD, this isn't a religion that just stands there when people talk about the blessed name of the prophet. We take action. We take action. And if I didn't do it, someone else would come to do it. That's what the charging documents say. We'll see if we can get the charging documents around this. So this does not seem to be totally or even a little bit that I can tell Iran related or directed, which makes it even worse. In other words, because they were having this protest, this Jack Lang guy, right, is not good. But okay, he has a right, First Amendment right. He didn't do anything that I know of that would violate something in some way, shape, or form. And as a result of that, this guy's saying, no, you're not going to take the name of the prophet in vain. You do that, we're going to blow you up, essentially. That's what this was about. They knew he would do that. They knew that's what the protest was about in front of Mondani, in front of Gracie Mansion. And that's why they were there in plain sight of maybe 50 to 100 cops throwing these incendiary devices and then trying to flee. If it were Iran-related, something like that, that's more of a cause for worriment. This is, though, when you look at the MO, where's the poverty angle? Where is anything like this? This country has been excessively a great spot for both families, who apparently are very wealthy. Remember, we did upper middle class versus middle class? That was a great side question. They definitely, based upon the six bedrooms and all in the neighborhood, would be in the upper class. They didn't see this coming. They didn't see any signs of this right here in the suburbs. Of course there are signs of this. But it doesn't seem to me the trigger was Iran. It seems like the trigger is just you are not going to protest in a manner that they object to. Let me go to Lance in South Philly. Hey, Lance, good afternoon.
How you doing, Dom?
Good, Lance.
I can't complain. I can go a million directions, but I have run a marathon. I ran two, one in Hawaii, one in Long Beach, California, when I was in the Navy. They were 5Ks.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I have. And as far as L.A., you know, they don't run marathons. They run marathons. At the 18 mile, you know, at the 18 mile, you can quit.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing.
It's a marathon.
It?
You know, it's marathon light.
Yeah, marathon light. Yeah, exactly. And they get the same medal as the people who finish.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether you run 5 miles or the whole 26 miles. But listen, Dom, at least you didn't lose to a guy who wore overalls and rubber boots from Australia by the name of Cliff Young. You remember that guy?
Yeah, sure.
Listen, his running style is known as the Young Shuffle. He shuffled for 5 days straight, and he beat the crowd by 10 hours.
Wow, that's stunning. So, Lance, what's your side today?
I'm going to go with the tall man in green tights. Ho ho ho! You can't beat the Green Giant. Made you want to eat your vegetables. Showed you farming. That's my guy, the Green Giant.
Gotcha. Took away a new hole in my diet regimen, Henry, last night. This spinach, the message is this. If you put enough garlic in, it always is good.
Oh, yeah.
Spinach with garlic, I could eat it right now. Platefuls, bring them in front of us.
Totally.
Let's get that going.
I don't even think you need to go that far. I think if you get enough salt and pepper, it's very good. Yeah,
yeah, but garlic.
Garlic, I'm sure
garlic
takes it up.
Anything. Yes, so you get your greens, just bring the garlic. Anna's doing that. Do not say sauce. Okay. All right. We got some great callers coming up. Lance is always, I hear a dog in the background. I don't know if he's fumigating somebody today. You got to meet. You know, even Rose says the caller in her mind, the next caller, is brilliant. She thinks he's still the caller of the year, Robert of Ben Salem.
Yeah.
But who does she think she wants to meet?
Joe.
Zenos.
Oh, of course.
I want to meet Zenos. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. Zenos got to be down then this summer. Yeah. Okay.
I'll buy him an Uber now to get him down there.
Our all-time crowd drawer, Scott Presler, next. Fired up because now we have an illegal voter. Several of them over the weekend come out. We were told illegals can't vote. How is this guy voting again and again and again? Scott will lay that out and everything else. Scott Presler, next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.